I have sent you a daughter-in-law. She has recovered the king and undone me. I have wedded her, not bedded her, and sworn to make the knot eternal. You shall hear that I am run away. Know it before the report come. If there be breadth enough in the world, I will hold a long distance. My duty to you, your unfortunate son, Bertram. This is not well, rash and unbridled boy. To fly the favors of so good a king. To put his indignation on thy head by the misprising of a maid too virtuous for the contempt of empire.
Mother, yonder is heavy news within between two soldiers and my young lady.
What's that?
Nay, there is some comfort in the news. Some comfort. Your son will not be killed so soon as I thought he would.
Why should he be killed?
To see I'm not. If he run away, as I hear he does, the danger is in standing to it. That's the loss of men, though it be the getting of children. Here they come, I'll tell you more.
Madam, my lord is gone. Forever gone.
Do not say so.
Think upon patience. I pray you, gentlemen. I have felt so many quirks of joy and grief. But the first face of neither on the stark and womanly unto it. Where is my son, I pray you?
Madam, he's gone to serve the Duke of Florence. We met him thither, but for thence we came. And after some dispatch in Hendercourt, thither we bend again.
Look on this letter, madam. Here's my passport.
When thou canst get the ring upon my finger, which never shall come off, and show me a child begotten of thy body that I am father to, then call me husband. But in such a den, I write never. This is a dreadful sentence. Brought you this letter, gentlemen?
Aye, madam. And for the content's sake, I'm sorry for our pains.
I pity, lady, be of better cheer. If thou engrossest all the griefs of thine, thou robst me of a moiety. He was my son. I'd wash his name from out my blood. And thou art all my child. Towards Florence, see?
Aye, madam.
And be a soldier?
Such is his noble purpose. And believe it, the Duke will lay upon him all the honor that good convenience claims.
Return you thither?
Aye, madam, with the swiftest may of speed.
Till I have no wife, I have nothing in France. It is bitter.
I knew that, though.
Aye, madam.
It is but the boldness of his hand, happy, which his heart was not consenting to.
Nothing in France until he has no wife. There's nothing here that is too good for him, but only she. And she deserves a lord that 20 such rude boys should tend upon and call her hourly mistress. Who is with him?
The servant only, a gentleman which I have some time now.
Herolis, what is that?
My good lady, he.
A very tainted fellow, and full of wickedness. My son corrupts a well-derived nature with his inducement.
Indeed, good lady, the fellow had the deal of that torch, which holds him much to her.
You are welcome, gentlemen. I will entreat you, when you see my son, to tell him that his sword can never win the honor that he loses. More I'll entreat you written to bear along.
We certainly, madam.
I have no wife. I have nothing in France. Nothing in France until he has no wife. I shall have no Brazilian, none in France. Then hast thou all again. Poor lord, hast I but chased thee from my country and exposed those tender limbs of thine to the event of the nuns bearing war. If I had drive thee from the sportive court, where I was shot at with fair eyes, to be the mark of smoky muskets. Oh, you leaden messengers, drive upon the violent speed of fire, fly with false aim, move the still, piercing air that sings with piercing, do not touch my lord. Whoever shoots at him, I set him to it. Whoever charges on his forward breast, I am the caitiff that do hold him to it. And though I kill him not, I am the cause his death was so effected. Better 'twere I met the ravening lion when he roared with sharp constraint of hunger. Better 'twere that all the miseries which nature owes were mine at once. No. Come thou home, Rosilian. Whence honor but a danger wins a scar. Oft it loses all. I will be gone. My being here it is that holds me hence. Shall I stay here to do it? No. No, although the air of paradise to fan the house and the angels' office to all. I will be gone. The pitiful rumor may report my flight to consolate thine ear. Come night and day, with the dark, poor thief, I'll steal away.